What did Jesus do in John 2 in anger? He made a whip and drove men out of a temple area because they were making merchandise off of God's people. He made a whip. Go read it. Jesus, in such anger, whipped the people and whipped the animals, flipped their tables upside down, and cleared it out. You know, my wife looked on the internet. Danny Gokey, I think he gets like 40 or 50 grand an event to come and do it. This is making merchandise of a holy Savior. By the shed blood of Jesus Christ and his resurrection is the only way we must come. The Bible says you have to be willing to repent of every false way and the culture and your flesh and the corrupt church systems and seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. And when God sees a willing vessel, willing to obey, Acts 5 says God gives them the Holy Spirit. That's when you're willing to obey. God doesn't give the Holy Spirit to just anybody. You think God's mocking? God's not going to be mocked with people that won't lose their life to follow him. And the fruit that you're born of God, I know my brother has it. I know my sister has it. She's around here somewhere. Holiness and obedience have come out of the world. What did you just say? What was your observation? You just saw the people going in here, brother.
Oh, yeah. I take a look at all the people dressed, talk, and act compared to the people of the world. Yeah, they're just walking by. I can't tell the difference.
I understand you know them by their fruits.
So, yeah, you know them by their fruit. So the fruit of a tree is not ready. We hear this all the time. I love Jesus in my heart.
Right.
Ready? Well, my wife's walking around here somewhere. What if I told you that I love my wife in my heart?
Yeah, I know.
But outside,
yeah,
outside I beat her and I cheat on her all the time. That's what you're doing to God, worldly Christians. Saying, I love you in my heart, God, but, you know, I sin a lot. I'm worldly. I'm carnal. I love this boom, 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 boom music. Did you know the joy of the Holy Spirit in the New Testament? It's nothing like the Old Testament. They'll tell you David danced once. The Bible says David whirled one time in front of the Ark of the Covenant. Let me tell you something, brother. If I was in front of the Ark of the Covenant and given the responsibility of it, and it was being brought back after it was taken from me, I think I'd whirl in front and go, thank you, Father! That's what David did. You know what the joy of the Holy Spirit today is? Inner calm. Cheer. You watch what goes on in American Christian contemporary music. It is an inner calm and cheer. It's flesh. It's music that makes you move your body. And that gospel I'm proclaiming to you, that shed blood of Jesus and repentance and being born again, holiness and obedience coming out of the world, without which no man can see God, Hebrews 12, unless you're holy, and you must endure every day in a saving faith. It takes a lot more to follow Christ than crosses, t-shirts, hats, music events, Sunday church. It takes spirit and truth, and that's why we come to these places. I'm retired, but I labored my whole life. My young brother labors and then goes forth and preaches the gospel. We don't take people's money. This whole thing is nothing but a goat farm. I'm loving you and telling you the truth. Go read Matthew 25. What did Jesus say he's coming to do? Separate. Jesus did not say, he did not say he's coming to bring a big love fest kumbaya. The second time, the first time he came, what was he? Baby in a manger, perfect Lamb of God, didn't come to condemn, came to call to righteousness. All you are weary and heavy laden, come to me. Who's he going to be when he comes the second time, my brother?
Flaming lion of Judah, destroying all those who know not God and don't obey the God.
Oh, yes. It's
the same Jesus, but he's coming with a different motive, a different mission, right? Just like all the covenants have changed. God had a covenant with Adam and Eve, that changed. He had a covenant with Noah, that changed. He had a covenant with Abraham, that changed. He had a covenant with Israel and David, that changed. Now we have a new blood covenant, and it's not going to change until the clouds part and he comes back. But guess what? Jesus said, will there be any true faith left on earth when I return? What you see here, if there's 10,000 people in here, I'd be surprised if one or two of them make it into the kingdom of God. Jesus said in Matthew 7, you are going to find it. If you look up the Greek and the Hebrew words, you know what that word few means?
Not in Greek.
Puny. How many got off the ark? Eight out of millions. How many got out of Sodom and Gomorrah out of tens and tens of thousands? Three. How many went into the Holy Land from the desert because they were stubborn and stiff-necked, and out of, Bible tells us, 600,000 men, God ran them around in a circle and killed them off because of their sin and rebellion? Two men, Joshua and Caleb. So when you look around at the American churchianity and people saying there's going to be a revival and look at God's movement, there ain't going to be no revival. This is false Christianity. This is a false revival that's coming. This guy, one guy here, was walking around with a shirt that says, stay in the fire. Do you know what fire is coming? Have you read the Bible? There's two kinds of fire that's coming in the last days.
How
What's one?
Unbelievers?
Huh? That's what's coming out all at the end. But in the last days, there are two kinds of fires. Satan's deceptive fire. He's going to bring fire down from heaven to deceive.
Yeah.
And this is what's going on in the New Apostolic Reformation, the tongues movement, all these people. I got fire. Oh, and they're getting all these slain in the spirit. This is all not of God. This is demonic. Satan has entered the church system. So Satan's going to bring false signs and wonders. Jesus told us that in Matthew 24, the book of Revelation. We're studying through it right now, verse by verse. He tells us that in the book of Revelation. And then God's going to bring his fire of judgment and wrath ultimately leads to the lake of fire. You do not want fire right now. What you want is spirit and truth, worship following God.
Yeah.
In holiness. In righteousness.
The only thing that'll save you is getting into the ark, who is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Putting you above the wrath. And that's the truth. Paul said there would be a lot of false Christs that come into the world in the last days. False Christ claiming, I am Christ. We see it in churchianity all over the place. You got a Lutheran Jesus. Which one? The fleshly experience-based Jesus or the God of the Bible that requires holiness and obedience, coming out of the world, losing your life, following after
That's
him,
a great
being
point,
hated
brother.
By the world, being like going through trials, tribulations.
Second Corinthians 11:4 talks about a false Jesus, false spirit, false gospel. We're in that age. And what did Paul say as soon as he left? What's going to happen?
Grievous wolves will appear.
And if you look at the church system, you guys probably belong to one, right? Go test them. If they're like the world, your gospel hasn't called you out of the world. It's false gospel. Do they do the pagan holidays, Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, that are lies that God never ordained? The Roman Catholics handed those down. Good Friday's a lie. Jesus didn't even die on Friday. He was in the grave 3 days, 3 nights. You can't get 3 days and 3 nights from Friday night to Sunday morning. He died on Wednesday. He rose on Saturday. Why? He's our Sabbath rest. I have teachings on all this at my teaching blog at don'tperish.com for free. But have you guys ever studied the Word and found out, Jude said, earnestly contend for the faith once delivered. Once delivered. This church system has re-delivered new things. Do you know how many denominations there are? How many are there, brother, roughly?
There's around 40,000.
40,000 denominations. Who do you think's at the root of that, God or Satan? Satan is at the root of that. And Jesus said in John 8, I love to tell people this, and this sounds so harsh when I say this, but I'll tell you guys are listening, so I'm not going to say it to you, maybe your listeners, but people that come by and mock, and I say, if you can't hear God's truth that we're telling you, Jesus said in John 8, your father is Satan, and you are a child of Satan. So there's only two places you're going to end up, heaven or hell. You're only either in the truth or you're in lies. You're either born again, not born again. You're either in the kingdom of God or in the kingdom of Satan. There's no in between. A woman's either pregnant or not pregnant. There's no in between, right? And so what are you living in today? And if you're in that corrupt church system, and everybody wants to follow that because we're like the world and it's comfortable. See, tell them that study you just did real quick. The study you just did about heretics.
I just did a short study. You can find it on Don't Perish. Heretics hate suffering. Look at all the false doctrine in the churches. Do they ever say, crucify your flesh? You know what we're not going to do? This fleshly worship, we're going to actually follow after the Lord in spirit and truth. The world's going to hate us.
Yep.
But we're going to do what the Lord commands us. No, the false doctrines always make it easy walk, easy
be like the world.
This life isn't meant to be easy when we're with Christ.
Not when you're in Christ.
I'd love to talk more. Will you guys be here in like 20 minutes, 20, 30 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, because my friend is about to perform a set right now, so I want to go.
Yeah, support. No, we're going to be out here for a while. They already tried to run us out. By the way, we came here preaching Jesus, and instantly 30 seconds, the security guards tried to run us off. They didn't care about Jesus. They didn't care about the gospel. And some of them claim to be Christians. That guy's security guard truck is loaded with scripture, but he just came, put his hand on me, was ready to remove us. It's like, this is a free speech public sidewalk. The officer just confirmed it for us. Wicked hate of the truth. And this is evidence. Jesus said, you heard it. You said it. You'll know a tree by its fruit. So test your fruit. If you're of this and you like this, you're going to be spit out of Jesus' mouth on Judgment Day. And unless you come out of the world and come out of every false way, last thing, if you might never come back. How many sins did it take Adam and Eve to get thrown out of the garden? How many sins did it take after Jesus rose, a husband and a wife lied to the Holy Spirit in Acts 5 and God killed them? How many sins? Go look at your life and go, what one sin am I harboring, I'm holding on to, whether it's lust, worldliness, my church system that I know is corrupt, my pride and vanity. I can't look different than the world. You notice we look different. God actually dressed us in Genesis 3, told us to cover our forms. Oh, I got pride. I don't want to look different. What one sin are you harboring that on that day he's going to say, away from me, I didn't know you, you worker of iniquity, rather than, well done, good and faithful servant.
Yeah, Jesus told the rich man, how do I find eternal life? And Jesus said, well, obey the commandments. He said, I've kept all of them. What do I lack? And he said, Jesus loved him. I love that. Jesus loved
Mark
him.
10.
One thing you lack. Go and sell what thou hast, because he valued his money over valuing Christ. And follow me. Take up the cross. But he couldn't do it because he valued his money. So one thing are you holding on to in this temporary world? Jesus Christ is coming back to destroy all of
us. Yep. Yep. And the church systems.
Yeah, are you living for the eternal kingdom, which Christ is coming to set up, holiness, truth, righteousness? Or are you living for the fleshly kingdom of false Jesus that says, we're going to have peace on earth now, and everything's going to be great now?
There is no revival coming.
Antichrist.
This is Antichrist coming. This is false Christianity. You guys have been really awesome to listen. We'll be here. Test yourself. Our website is there to help you. We don't want your money. Open the Bible. But here's what, I got to tell you the truth. You're young men. Neither of you are married, right? You're young men, right? It's going to cost you everything to follow Jesus. It's what it costs the disciples. You're going to lose your friends, your family, your church system. You're going to lose everything, your reputation, everything. And Jesus said, rejoice when they persecute you and lie about you and say all kinds of ill things in my name. Rejoice, because great is your reward in heaven. So the true saints of God are hated like we are every time we show up here. Do we look like peaceful people? Do we look peaceful?
Not against them. Gospel.
No, no, no. But do you see any violence?
No,
do you see any yelling, screaming? Do you see any name calling? No. So we come in peace. But Jesus said, go preach the truth. And he said the world and the churches. Who hated Jesus worse than anybody? The world or the religious people?
The Pharisees.
Who killed him? Yeah. Pharisees. You know, the Romans didn't even want to kill him. Pilate said, there's no sin in this guy. Let him go. And they're like, crucify, crucify. The Jews. The worst people we run into are the modern pastors and the guys running these events. Why? Because we're ruining their gig, they're making mammon, and our testing will go up in a few days, maybe a couple weeks. You put up Good Days Only Music Festival exposed, our testing comes right up. You put up Denominations exposed, Don't Perish comes right up. There's a wicked, wicked miniseries out called The Chosen. You know about this?
Yes. Yeah.
It's wicked. It's ungodly. It's put out by the Mormons. They make up things. Right. Jesus is a funny, laughing guy. Jonathan Romey, who plays Jesus, is a Roman Catholic who lays on graves and sucks power out. Did you know that? He laid on Lonnie Frisbee's grave when he made that movie, Jesus Revolution, to get power from Lonnie Frisbee. This is occultism, mysticism that is coming out. You put up the Chosen miniseries exposed, our testing comes up like usually first page of Google. So we do this. We're not popular. We don't make clicks. We don't make advertising. No money, no nothing. No. But are you with this?
No, you say hey.
Test yourself. Look up. Make sure you look up our testing of the Good Days Only. We show you why Good Days Only Music Festival is not of God. It is your festival?
He's 23 years old.
Well, I'll tell you what.
You know what?
Listen, we'll be here. You guys want to come back out? Thanks for talking, man. We love you.
After my voice.
Yeah, we love you. Whatever. We'll be here. We'll be here.
Listen to me for a second.